you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I've had so many people write over the last couple of days and say, where's the data on the New York clinical trials? Where's the data on the New York clinical trials? We don't have it yet. I don't know why it's taking this long to wrap up some of those, what should have been. If they implemented them on Tuesday, they should have been there should have been data to record by this Tuesday. Maybe they're doing a longer controlled study. I'm not sure what it is, but I will promise you, as soon as we have information about how the New York clinical trials are going with hydroxychloroquine, we will speed that to you as quickly as we can. And if you're not following me on Twitter, that's where I'm really just breakneck speeding all this stuff, getting it to you as fast as possible. By the way, there was a controlled study that did come in overnight. The New York Times reported on it this morning, and it was a hydroxychloroquine study. They're studying a number of controlled studies with drugs right now. And as you heard Dr. Price, if you were listening to the second hour of the show today, he talks about the sometimes it's almost immoral to wait for clinical studies to run their course and give people placebos if you have a chance to save their life by giving them the drug that's in question. Anyway, I agree with that, by the way. But Dr. William Schaffner, an infectious disease expert from Vanderbilt University, said of this controlled study, it's going to send a ripple of excitement out through the treatment community. The study was limited to patients who were mildly or moderately ill. No severe cases were included in this study. Like many reports about the coronavirus, it was posted at MedRxiv, an online server for medical articles that are undergoing peer review by researchers. The findings strongly support earlier studies suggesting a role for hydroxychloroquine and ZPAC in the treatment guidance for U.S. Doctors. The doctor from Vanderbilt said, "I think it will reinforce the inclination of many people across the country who are not in a position to enter their patients into clinical trials but have already begun using hydroxychloroquine. Previous reports from China and France that the drug seemed to help patients, along with enthusiastic comments from the president, have all created a buzz. I'd also like to think this radio show did some of that. A resulting spike in demand has led to hoarding in some places." Again, the New York Times says this. I don't see where that's actually happened. And we're getting 250 million doses, more or less donated to the supply chain, before the end of next week. But these earlier reports, coupled with the now multiple doctors that are starting to wrap up clinical trials or studies of their own, and now are undergoing peer review here in the States, continue to point to hope that we have an on-the-shelf treatment that's inexpensive and that is helping people. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll be on top of all of it tomorrow. See you then.